The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Media and sonsoflibertyradio.com. They correlate. They work one with another. Do check them out. You can also check me out on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. Now, folks, we have much to talk about once again. What we're going to get to is 2,000 ticking time bombs in the United States and counting. I'll do a bit more of an exposition on that, but it'll make sense once we get rolling into that. But this is, in a nutshell, what it is. The Muslims, the assimilation taking place concerning the illegal immigrants coming into the United States of America is like the farmer allowing foxes to sleep with the chickens and expecting them to live together peacefully. Folks, sometimes you just can't fix stupid, and stupid this is. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. If you were listening to Saturday's show, we had an individual call from Canada. And he had actually taken the time to ask me if I knew the Prime Minister's name of Canada and what it was. And I said, well, yes, we know that he's a practicing Muslim, and his name is Mr. Trudeau. And I didn't pronounce it properly because my French isn't where it should be, but I said it, the point was made, and it kind of bewildered him. Here, let me just go ahead and do this. Let me play the piece from Saturday's radio show, and this will set the premise for the rest of the show. Go for it, Sam. Liberty friends, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, we're going to take up Tim from Canada. And I hope he's going to stick to topic here because I don't want to be rude. Hey, Tim, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. How are you, my friend?
How do you do? Hello?
Okay, there we are. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. I'm on speaker. Is that a problem? Can I put it to a...
I'm catching just bits and pieces, clear? Tim. It's a little bit better. Better? Yep, that's better. Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have a question for you. What makes you think that our Prime Minister is a Muslim?
Well, due to the fact that it's all over the press, all across the press, we're being told that your Prime Minister is a practicing Muslim.
What press are you referring to?
Well, I would say the mainstream media. I mean, we have it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm talking about truthers. If I'm in error, correct me, Tim.
Okay, well, can I ask you, what is the name of our Prime Minister?
Justin Trudeau? Is that right? Well, I'm from America. Do forgive me. I'm a little weak on my French there.
Well, you know what? You have a national pulpit.
Yes, I do.
You have the
international, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Well, obviously. And you have the right to say the freedom of speech. That's, let me see, right up there, number one or something, in your Constitution.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere. That would,
but
yeah, that would be.
The freedom of speech comes responsibility.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at.
Require responsibility.
Yeah, I'm looking at Justin right. Hang on a second. I'm looking at Justin right now, my friend from Canada, and I see picture after picture after picture after picture after image after image after image of Justin bowing down to the God of Allah. I'm looking at visual images of Justin bowing down to Allah. So can you correct yourself, please? I'm curious to know exactly where you're coming from by trying to deny the facts here.
Are you insane?
I'm looking at pictures of Justin, your prime minister, and I'm just kind of curious. If you're not going to clarify yourself, Tim, I'm going to cut you down.
Well, I know you will, and I know you want to, but would you listen to me for a moment?
Sure.
Do you have a moment?
You're on the radio.
Whatever sources you're getting this stuff from is ridiculous.
Really?
I know he is not. He is not a Muslim. However,
he's
a minister of defense is.
Oh, really? Well, then you know what? I'll tell you what. A picture is worth a thousand words, my friends, and that's I can find you a thousand pictures with Justin bowing down to the God of Allah. Hey, friends, I want to do this. Cut him off. Cut him off. He's ridiculous, friends. He's advocating. He's probably a Muslim. And the bottom line here is, friends, go online right now. I'll spell his name for you. This is exactly what I'm talking about, and this is exactly what I'm up against, friends. Justin Trudeau, okay? If I said it wrong, I'm sorry. I'm a little weak on my French. His last name is Trudeau. Justin Trudeau. Go do a search, friends, and do an image search when you pull up his name. Tell me how many pictures you see of the Prime Minister in Canada bowing down to the God of Allah. This is what happens, friends. You can't make this kind of stuff up. He wants you, this person that just called in, wants you to believe that what you see, like I've shared with you a thousand times, does not exist. It's all over the place. You've got to strain, friends, not to see this. Matter of fact, you can close your eyes tightly. You're still going to find that the Prime Minister of Canada is bowing down to the God of Allah. Matter of fact, he's advocating the same laws that Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to advocate in America and implement. So, again, friends, this is how they operate, these people. And I'm glad he called in because, again, friends, I want you to do your due diligence and I want you to understand why I have zero tolerance for stupidity when it comes to people like this. You know, that is just a complete lie. It's just completely untrue. What's his name? He was hoping I didn't tell you his name. He was hoping to catch me into something that, well, Bradley Dean's not giving the facts. No, that's all I'm giving you is facts. And folks, let me say that when I'm talking about the narrative set, I'm talking about truthers that are willing to call these people out for who they are. But when you do a little research on Justin, Trudeau, you don't even have to. You can just look online and you will find out exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. And they want, if folks, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Or they're guilty of it. One of the two. Oh, you know, I just, you know, the little troll says, you know, I just can't, you know, I just what you're saying is completely untrue. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zonation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I feel the red, white, and the blue. I think all the
wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. Received the phone call on Saturday. We got about a minute left of this piece to play for you. But what was interesting about it is he called in and he said that Justin Trudeau, he's not a Muslim. And it's interesting, friends, not only did he step in it, but the fact of the matter is, friends, I'm going to share some fruit concerning Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, in just a couple moments because we're to judge men by their fruit, and that's just what I'm going to do. But let me finish this. Go ahead and finish that off, Sam.
One of the two. Oh, you know, I just, you know, the little troll says, you know, I just can't, you know, I just what you're saying is completely untrue. It's just completely untrue. What is our prime minister? What is he doing? Oh, he's just hanging out at mosques with Muslims because it's just, that's what he does in his pastime. He's got nothing better to do with his time, man. He goes and hangs out with those that want to destroy his country, you know? But to say he's one of them, no, that's just not true at all. Hey, bad company corrupts good principles, friends. And the bottom line is, you are who you hang out with. And the fact of the matter is, one more time before I get back to what I was talking about, the fact of the matter is, do an image search on Justin Trudeau, and you tell me who is lying to you, friends. And this is what's so great about contention. They undo themselves at every single step. They don't have the facts on their side. In any sense, so hey folks, there's even videos of Justin if you'd like to see him hanging out with the Muslims. He even has Muslim garb on. He's even sitting the way the Muslims sit. He's even in meditation the way that the Muslims meditate. But he's not one of them. No! What would you call that? He looks like a duck. He walks like a duck. He must be a quack, quack! Right? And you can see the quack doesn't fall too far from the quack's tree, does it? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, friends, you get the point. See what these people do, friends. This is exactly how the lawless and workers of iniquity work. The state-controlled media works. They throw information out there without any facts behind it whatsoever. What was interesting about that is right after he had called in and he stepped in it, I just want you to get a little bit of a smell as to what he smelt, because we started digging some information up real quick. And again, keep in mind, he didn't expect that I knew what I was talking about. He just simply asked me, what's the name of the prime minister in Canada? I said, Justin Trudeau. And I said it wrong. And of course, that was an opportunity for him to take a shot. But he apparently doesn't realize that he was calling from Canada and I'm in America. And again, my French is not all that that it should be. And but I apparently told him something that bewildered him, because after that point he didn't know how to respond. And this is what these people, this is what they hope for, friends. This is what they depend upon, is the ignorance of the people that they're dealing with. This is how they get away with what they get away with. If I didn't know the answer as to what he asked me, he would have just took off and he would have had a heyday pounding me to the ground. In fact, that's why it's so important that we have our facts together, because facts are stubborn things, and it exposes them for who they are and who they really are, just like this individual when he called in. But I'm really happy that he called in, because he undid himself and he did it really quick. But what's interesting to note is, did you also know that Justin Trudeau, or Trudeau, whatever it may be, did you also know the Prime Minister from Canada, he also brought in 25,000 unscreened Muslims into his country? Oh, and do keep in mind, like France and like Germany, friends, they're a disarmed people for the most part there. Notice what they have to do before they actually bring them in. But guess what's going on in America? Surprise, surprise. We're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Now, just to take this one step further, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau prays at mosque with Muslims, gives speech praising Islam. And again, I guess we're not supposed to pay attention to what he's doing. We're just supposed to pay attention to what we're told. That's how the state-controlled narrative would have you believe, and you better think in accordance with what we tell you to believe, and if you step outside of that, then we're going to pound you to the ground. That's how they operate. There's a recent video released from the Pakistan-Canada Association that has confirmed that the current Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, visited a mosque on July 24th, 2013, where he dressed in Islamic garb, prayed alongside fellow Muslims following Islamic prayer rituals, and then stood before the congregation and gave a speech in praise of Islam. Now, wearing a shalwar kameez, a traditional Pakistani Islamic full body garment, he had all the Muslim garb on, friends, Trudeau is seen speaking to the Muslim congregation while standing in front of the minbar, the pulpit in the mosque where the imam, prayer leader, stands to deliver sermons. In his speech, Trudeau thanked the Muslim members of the congregation twice for allowing him to pray with him and with them. I want you to listen carefully. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I just want you to understand, again, when you have facts on your side, it seems to shut the mouth of the gainsayers. At least sometimes it does. But in this particular situation, I think we sealed the deal. Here is a piece of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau praying at a mosque in Canada. We got to kind of listen attentively.
Wonderful honor by including me in your church tonight. It's an opportunity for me to share in this celebration, in this moment of reflection.
What I'll do, friends, is I'll read the text in case you can't hear. You give a wonderful honor for me, including me in your prayer tonight. He starts out with some Muslim words, and then he goes on and says, it's an opportunity for me to share some immersions of the moment of reflection as we commit ourselves to the life of compassion and charity. And I also want to greet, to send greetings to the sisters upstairs, to the brothers downstairs, and to all those who welcomed me at your holy place. Now listen carefully. Mr. Trudeau says, for me, this moment of Ramadan is a time to reflect of the values of empathy, generosity, and compassion, charity, and also discipline. They are not just Muslim values, but Canadian values. He goes on, and we are, all of us in the country, incredibly lucky to be in one place around the world to have managed to define itself as strong, not in spite of differences, but well because of them. He goes on, final paragraph. We come here much like the Muslim community. Canadians have origins in every corner of the world, and we are defined as a country by shared values. Now, keep in mind, in the preamble of the country's constitution in Canada, keep in mind they had to step over the God of the Mosaic Institution while talking in such a fashion. Okay, this would be called blasphemy. But he goes on, he says, Canadians have origins in every corner of the world, and we are defined as a country by shared values, by shared hopes and dreams grounded in respect for each other concerning openness and willingness mostly to work together to build a future for ourselves. Yes, but mostly for our children and this moment you allowed me to share with you tonight. Okay? So he's here, friends, saying assalamu alaikum is how he started off this conversation with the Muslims in the mosque in Canada. And again, keep in mind, he's got all the garb on. He prays with them. He meditates with them. But again, friends, just listen to what you're told to believe rather than opening your eyes to believe the things that you see. And yes, of course, I'm being facetious, but this is how they would have you think. They want to control your thought pattern. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it very much. So I guess the point here is, friends, when people call in, it's important for us to have the answers. And I also want to let you know that, listen, I don't want to deter anybody from calling into this radio show at any time. The contention brings forth. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto us. Well, that's exactly what this particular situation did, is when contention comes, people love. It's like a when you were in high school, friends, there'd be a fight on top of the hill after the school. Well, everybody would show up. That's exactly what happens when contention comes. It draws the crowd for them to know the difference between right and wrong concerning the fight that's taking place through contention. And as I said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. That's exactly what happens because these people give us the opportunity when they take it to us or when we take it to them to get the truth out there for people to decide because they want to control the narrative at every given step. And we want to make sure that people are not lied to and they're not controlled through the education system or through the media indoctrination propaganda machine in the United States of America or in Canada. And I'm not sharing this piece because I'm trying to condemn the individual that called in. No, that's not what I'm doing. But don't call into the radio show and accuse me of something that I'm not guilty of. Yes, we have the facts in front of us. Yes, we see Justin Trudeau. Yes, we see him praying with the Muslims. Yes, he's a, so don't sit there and call me a liar on international radio unless you have the facts straight. And so, in saying that, friends, I do want you to understand this is how we do it. We can't be afraid of it. We have to know what we're talking about. We have to take it to the enemy's camp. Even when they take it to ours, if that's the second call I've had in 15 years. So I have to high-five him for his boldness. And I also have to throw in there, too, there's a little stupidity involved in that boldness because it showed him for who he really was. And it also showed him that he has not done his due diligence. So, in saying that, folks, what we're going to do is when we come back, we're going to talk about the 2,000 ticking time bombs in the United States. This is going to shock you as to the information I'm going to give to you, friends, and I'm talking about your country. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighted the first few segments as to the caller that we had from Canada and how it works for us. I said that if Christ be lifted up, that I'll draw all men nigh unto me, said the Lord. And it's interesting to know, friends, after he had called in, after we had posted those articles countering his lies, we had over 36,000 people that were reached, number one, over 514 shares, and there was 464 likes. That was the reach, just instantaneously sharing with the people as to the caller and exposing him for what he was trying to cover up. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Do keep that in mind, that the Lord will bring all things to the light, and he always does. And why is that? Because Scripture tells us clearly, the Lord beholds the good and the evil in every place. And whatever's, friends, out there, good, bad, ugly, it's going to be exposed for what it really is. And why is that? Because the law of God is perpetual. It is always at work. And keep in mind, the law is spiritual. We are carnal, sold under sin. And it shows us our need for Christ and his mercy continuously, 24/7. And I thank God for it. Interesting stuff here going on again, friends. Just published last night. I had started off the first segment saying concerning the assimilation and the illegals coming into any country that they may come into and what the politicians are trying to do to appease your conscience concerning the illegals that are coming in. We can see them plundering countries such as France. We can see them plundering such countries as Germany right now. We see them infiltrating Canada, America. I'm speaking to you right now. Many people believe that will be a staging point for infiltration and invasion. Or at any time that they might decide to attack the American people, that may be a staging point. That's what people are saying. It's interesting to note that, again, the politicians, friends, they would appease you. They would attempt to put your head on a false grace, a pillow of deception. Just go back to sleep. There's nothing wrong. These are great people. Folks, you do need to understand that these people coming into your country is like a farmer allowing foxes to sleep with the chickens and expecting them to live together. Friends, everything about the Muslim religion in America is antithetical. It's in direct contrast to who we are. Furthermore, we also know that his name was Mustafa Carroll. He is an executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth Care Branch. He said that if we're practicing Muslims, he said this in Texas, in America, he said if we're practicing Muslims, he said we're above the law of the land. That's exactly what he said, friends. So they're not hiding anything, and they're in close pursuit right behind the criminal in chief. He who hates America, Leviticus 26. He who's destroying America. I want to fundamentally transform America. They're following his lead, who is not being ruled by any constitutional law in the United States of America, friends. The rather, he's stepping over it. He's transgressing it. He's spitting upon your laws. He's desecrating the memories of your veterans. He is giving the American people the finger at every given step. He's not being ruled by any sense of the law in the White House, friends, because the American people have forgotten that they are the law. But I want to get to this. Because there's 2,000 ticking time bombs in the United States and counting. And just for anybody that's wondering what could possibly be going wrong in this country, I want you to listen carefully. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall besiege thee, a slow takeover in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls, what's going on in the southern states, friends, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trustest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now that's a promise to a people that want to leave off God's commandments. Common sense. What good would cops be if they didn't enforce the law? What good are the American people if they don't know that they are there to enforce the law against all crimes? Well, guess what? They're apathetic, right? They've taken on the PC talk. They're tolerant to their own demise, to their own destruction. And the fact of the matter is, America, you should be ashamed if you're not in the war right now, because the war started a long time ago. But did you know that in Germany, following a wave of Islamic immigration, one political party is considering a call for shutting down all of the country's mosques, this being in Germany, in a desperate bid to prevent terrorist attacks, rape sprees, and other acts of violence and Muslim domination. In the U.S., President Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, marked a new year by visiting a mosque and has invested a great deal of effort to downplay the connection between Islam and terrorism, while leading Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who has proposed temporarily halting all Muslim immigration. Did you see the direction that the state-controlled media took that? They attacked Donald Trump for magnifying the laws. This is the church's job. This is the job of the American people. So what Donald said was right, and it was true. Folks, there's a growing chorus of U.S. politicians, pundits, and scholars that are now calling for closer monitoring of the U.S. mosques, the number of which have grown exponentially since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed 3,000 people on U.S. soil. Experts on Islamic terrorism are calling the estimated 2,500 to 3,100 mosques in America ticking time bombs. Did you hear what I said, friends? I'm not talking about the Middle East, friends. I'm talking about America. Since September 11th, there is now 3,100 mosques in America. Are you starting to put two and two together, friends, that God is right? Are you putting two and two together, friends, that God is trying to warn us of something here? And we need to take heed to His commandments and obey His moral law every single time. Folks, I just read Obadiah. I just read Jonah. I just read Amos. Right now I'm reading Hosea. Do you know every single time a people got in trouble, you know what they're in trouble for? For departing from God's moral law. Every single time without fail. The history of mankind, friends, when do they get in trouble? Every single time they make void God's moral law, do they get in trouble? Every single time. Without fail. When I'm going to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, hey, friends, I'm not going over there because I have nothing better to do. I'm going over there because the Lord keeps leading me back into that direction, telling me through the movement of the Spirit, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, to blow the trumpet to the American people. And that's exactly what I do. That's why I'm eating the bread of life continuously, because I love my God and I love my people. And I love my country. And the only hope that we have is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I know, friends, that to some of you out there, that just sounds a little too far out. Repent for what? Therein lies your problem right there. Friends, every state in our union now has at least one mosque. California and New York led the way, each with more than 500 mosques, followed by Texas with just over 300 mosques. What? Wait a second. Is this a sign of domination? Yes, of course it is. Yes, of course it is, every step of the way. As the number of mosques increase, so do the acts of Islamic terror in the United States of America. Well, a little common sense does come into play there, right? Hey, friends, keep your back turned towards heaven. Rest assured, things are going to continuously get in. They're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse. I told you, not last week, but the week before, you can rest assured, you can write it down, you can mark it down. I said, you got seven times more coming. You do, America. You got seven times more coming because you're spitting in the face of God's mercy. You see what the problem is, but you refuse to deal with it. Therein lies the problem right there. You see what the problem is, America, but you refuse to deal with it. Hey, friends, the next step is they're going to disarm you. And you're going to see systematically, in concert, the plundering of America. And then if you want to talk about how things are going to get worse, I would rather not even tell you what Scripture tells you about it. Because it gets to the point where it's the unthinkable. If you want to take a little time to read what God does to a nation that was warned for 70 years by Jeremiah, but they refused His judgments until they started to come to pass, then they wanted to obey God. Read the book of Jeremiah, friends, and then when you get a moment, go ahead and read the book that follows. Read the book that follows, friends. It's very short, but it's very scary, because we think that the things that take place in third world countries will never, ever happen here in America because of your pride. Guess what? Your pride's going to be broken as well. That book is called the Book of Lamentations. And it's called the Book of Lamentations for a reason. FBI Director James Comey told Congress recently that his agency is stretched to the limit trying to keep up with nearly 1,000 active ISIS investigations in all 50 states. And that does not include probes tied to Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, or other Islamic groups in America. Well, the FBI is able to foil the vast majority of Islamic terror plots. Last year was particularly bloody with jihadist shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that killed five U.S. servicemen. And keep in mind, friends, your government had them disarmed. And another attack that took 14 lives at a Christmas party in San Bernardino. Regardless of who is responsible for that, we know that the Muslims were accused of that. The reason they're accusing the Muslims for everything is because they're trying to set these demographics one against another because they want to conquer by dividing the people. Rather than these groups coming together under God in Jesus Christ, they want to play the fool, and at length, they're going to end up killing each other. And if we don't get it right, friends, we're going to go down in history.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Well, right now I'm exposing the people, the Muslims that come into America that assimilate, migrate, many illegally, who are appointed to destroy this country, along with Barack Hussein Obama on his heels, of course. They're acting... Oh, friends, that is the very definition of saying the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when you look at Barack Hussein Obama and his administration and the Muslims in America. The disrespect that they have shown. But how much more disrespect when I look at the people that should know better to tolerate these crimes in the face of such a great sacrifice? I mean, America, again, I want you to understand that you are tolerating through this administration the very things that hundreds of thousands of our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. You're tolerating it in your country today. You do need to understand that. Oof. When we're talking about the 2,000 ticking bombs in the United States of America, these are the things that I was and have been warning you about for years, hoping that we would not get to this point, but now we're here. John Guandolo, Guandolo was his name, a former FBI counterterrorism agent specializing in Quranic inspired violence, said the U.S. is not doing anything to push back on the jihad community, which is centered in the mosques, which Islamic leaders in North America call the axis of their movement. You are it, America. He said, this former FBI agent, John Guandolo, if anything, the Obama administration is protecting the Islamic community whose stated objective is the destruction of all un-Islamic governments and replacing them with Islamic control under Sharia. Now, did I know that this was going to happen this Saturday? This is the kind of stuff that I want to share with you, friends. We come up to something, I tell you, we're on to something, we're coming up to it, yep, sure enough, there we are. Wait a second. They want to replace the American Constitution with that of Sharia. And how many times, how many thousands of times, America, have I shouted that from the rooftop? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people under the Christian umbrella. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Who have they been using to tear it down? The radical homosexuals. Who's on the heels of the radical homosexuals? The radical Muslims. For those that didn't know, Barack Hussein Obama's got over 225 radical homosexuals, lesbians, and transvestites appointed to your government. High government positions. Why? Because they'll do what they're told. And who's right behind him? Well, let's just look at the stations that this administration has appointed after his inauguration 8 years ago, friends, coming up on 8 years ago. Radical Muslims with terrorist ties. He releases them from Guantanamo Bay, and then he sends them back so they can fight against America on a different day. As you're being infiltrated since September 11th, by who? Muslims. I mean, this is staggering information, friends, but listen carefully. The Obama administration is protecting the Islamic community, said John Guandolo, a former FBI counterterrorist, terrorism agent. He's saying that Barack Hussein Obama is protecting them. Of course he's protecting them. He is them. He said that if we monitor mosques now, who will do that? So few in law enforcement have been taught about Sharia, the Muslim Brotherhood, Jihadi Network, etc. He said UTT is the only organization in the nation doing it. Why have they all been neutered, friends? Why has Barack Hussein Obama scrummied the records of Islamic terrorists in the United States of America? Why is he stacking these bureaucracies with radical Muslims with Muslim ties, the fox in the chicken coop, friends? And you're told that everything is okay because you need to understand a Chinese proverb. That's why when we're quietest, we're strongest. That's why they hate people like me, friends. And that's why they have their useful idiots in the state-controlled media that are trying to polarize anybody that speaks out and exposes these people for who they are. And they want you to believe, oh, they're just so far out there until it happens, and then everybody, even the useful idiots, realize they have been used every step of the way. Yep, that's what the communists do, friends. They use a group of people called socialists so they can implement totalitarianism through communism. And guess what? Once they're in total power, guess who they kill off first? They kill off the socialists, the useful idiots. Why? Because they say, the enemy does, they can't be trusted because they were willing to betray their own people. You want to talk about being stuck on stupid in so many different ways, friends? Wow. Wow. I want to let you know, I told you so, first and foremost. I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm telling you that when I'm saying we're on to something, friends, we're on to something. And when I'm telling you seven times seven, it's coming, it's going to get worse, you better bet your bottom dollar what's coming out of this heart is exactly right on the smack. Things aren't going to get better, they're going to get worse. There's going to be war within the gate, America, Judges 5:8, because you didn't take heed. There's going to be war in the gates because the enemy's been working at it for a long time. Now they see they've got their way. They got a group of people that don't know the difference, or they won't respond at all. Now is our opportunity. We have them entertained. Let's go ahead and conquer now. Let's take the colleges. Let's even go into the schools and teach their kids homosexuality, and you can have two daddies and two mommies, and then we'll come right behind them, and then we'll begin to pray in their schools. And we'll have the ACLU that told Christians they couldn't pray in public schools, but we'll come behind the Muslims with the ACLU, and we'll scare everybody straight. We'll scare them into submission. How's that fear working out for you, friends? It's a better place to fear God than it is to fear man, rest assured. I've never seen so many cowards in all my life, friends. When you walk with the Lord and you're betrothed to Him, friends, we're betrothed to Him in righteousness, which is the fruit of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5, and in judgment, and in love and kindness, Psalm 107, and in His mercy, read Exodus 20, verse 6, when you get time. Also read Jeremiah 9:24. And again, friends, go to Hosea 2, verse 19. It's time we get our game on. Because I'm not going to say, you better hurry up. I'm not going to say, you don't have much time. I'm not going to say, let's kick the can down the road. I'm going to tell you, friends, there is no more road to kick the can down. And friends, not only is the church doing its job through this ministry first and foremost, but I want to tell you what, the FBI and other bureaucracies and agencies that have been implemented for righteousness' sake are trying to tell you the same thing that I've been telling you for 15 years. They're just starting to catch up now. It's time for you to wake up, America. You're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation.
That's right. And it's also time to take heed to the warnings that you have been receiving through the Word of God first and foremost, but faithfully in this ministry too as well. We've been preaching from the housetops. What is going on? What is going on in the times? Christians should be able to understand the times and see what's going on and make other people aware. We are a city set on a hill. We're light in darkness. And in this case, and in many cases, we're sounding the alarm. And this is an alarm that people across America need to hear. And we want you to be a part of sounding that alarm with us. And how you can be a part of doing that is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. This ministry is able to do what we do, to travel where we go, to speak to people all across the nation through radio, through our websites, through all the different articles that we write, through events, through so many different interviews, so on and so forth, through television. We are getting the word out there. We're sounding the alarm, but we need people to ring it with us, to ring the bell with us. So please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I want to thank you to Peggy from Washington, just became a daughter of Liberty. Also, Wesley, we thank you so much, in Texas, for becoming a son of Liberty as well. There are people out there that are listening to this message and they're saying, I see the need and I want to be a part of the answers. We hear so often all the problems that are going on in America. We want to be a part of bringing you the answers. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can choose the level of membership that's right for you. In fact, our first one's $1 a day. Who cannot afford $1 a day to be able to reach out to more people and seek and save that which is lost? I also want to direct your attention as well to our radio show and our website that has our store. In our store, we have got many, many products available. We've got t-shirts, CDs, DVDs, so many wonderful things that you can get equipped and find the knowledge that you need to be able to speak the truth in your own community. Not only are we speaking the truth in the house, but we're equipping other people to do the same exact thing. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or radio.com and click on that store button too as well. There's so many opportunities to be able to seek and save that which is lost. There is absolutely no excuse to do nothing.
Love you by what we do, friends. We truly do. And we will talk to you in 23. Got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talk to you then. See ya!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.